Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another night of broadcast on the Soul of America Radio. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, hosted and produced by the Soul of America Radio. Comments heard on tonight's broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Blog Talk Radio, the Soul of America Radio, or its host. If you are generally sensitive to certain topics and or have spiritual beliefs that prohibit you from discussing or participating in certain topics of a sensitive nature, listener discretion is advised.
Alabama, April the 26th, 2013. I am in the beautiful studios of the Soul of America Radio, looking over downtown Birmingham with its beautiful self. A little cloudy. I see a couple of planes flying over the beautiful city, the skyscrapers. We got about three skyscrapers. With our country's hell. Tonight, it says an hour and a half, but I probably won't do a show that long because guess where I got to go? I got to go to Walmart. It comes a time in life. I don't care who you is or where you at, you got to go to Walmart. I bet you're in Africa. In the remotest part of the jungle, where they don't even have a language, one of them got to go to Walmart. I guarantee you one of them got to go to Walmart. Why y'all looking at me like that? I do not drink. I stopped drinking, I stopped all smoking and all that stuff in 1994. So y'all can't accuse me of that. Anyway, I am delighted to have be back in the helm, doing what I do best, talk radio, following in the footsteps of my dad, of course, who did our radio many years ago in Selma, Alabama. Some of you may remember him, the Jim Starlin Show. Anyway, you can go to www.soulofamericaradio.com, and I am live streaming there. Just click Tony Stallings Live to the left, and you can catch me on live stream online. Or if you're listening on the internet, you can get in on the fun on the phone at 323-784-9638. And I am just now opening the chat room. I apologize for that. I should have opened it up moments ago, but I'm just now opening it. Now, before I get the show started, let me just say that Blog Talk, the last couple of weeks, has been lousy. We have been having problem after problem. What happened? What had happened was some hackers got into the Blog Talk URL, apparently, and caused havoc. And we were having static drop calls. People couldn't call in. People couldn't be on the online. It was horrible. So they just sent a note out telling the host that this problem has been corrected, except for a few callers having static. Tonight, I don't anticipate taking calls, to be honest with you. I just don't do it. I think that I'm going to have to bypass the calls tonight, primarily because I probably will be reading and getting into the content a little differently tonight. So I don't anticipate taking a lot of calls tonight, okay? It says that I have an hour and a half, close to a little hour, a little under an hour and a half. I'm not going to take all that time. I got to go to Walmart. It's no doubt about it. I mean, I got to go. I got some things I got to do. So the show will probably be a little more than an hour, so I'm going to dig right in. We've been doing a series on the elderly, and the reason I did that was because when a family member of mine, my mom, was involved in the healthcare system, being 70-plus, it was, to say the least, it was amazing to me, the world, that elderly or seniors are exposed to on a daily basis, especially in the healthcare world, and even in everyday life. I noticed that, you know, imagine when you were younger. I know when I was younger, I know none of you saints do this, none of you Christian saints do this, or whoever. But I used to, you know, when you're driving down the street and you see somebody older than you in front of you, you say, hey, man, get out of the way. Go home with your old blankety blank. Take your old blankety blank home. And being old in this society is categorized as being bad. It's bad to be old. The gray hair, we color the gray hair. We get rid of the wrinkles. Growing old is not popular. Doing a show like this is not popular. You're not going to hear a whole lot of the guest host or the host on Blog Talk Radio or any other format talking about getting old. It's just not something that's popular. It's not sexy. It don't draw the crowds. But here at the Soul of America Radio, I could care less about people calling into my station. I could care less if a billion people are listening or not listening. I'm going to talk if it's just me and this mic and my switchboard. I'm going to talk because I don't care. I have a mission mandated from God to get message out using this platform, the Soul of America Radio. And I've been through ups and downs trying to carry that mission out. But anyway, back to my topic. I began to preach, didn't I? I'm mandated to get a message out. It's been on my mind for a long time. Cut that off for me, would you? Got some fans going on in here. It's kind of cool in the studios. Y'all remember that night I had a roach in here? I screamed like a white woman that night. Anyway, I'm rambling. That's my mission. So this kind of show, to me, is important. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. As I said last week, the staff that helps me pick out my topics advised against me doing a show like this because it doesn't draw the masses in. It's not sexy, they said. So that's why I did it, okay? Now, if you're listening and you want to get online and listen, go to the chat room. Go to soulofamericaradio.com and register for my chat room and come on in. I'm trying to build up the chat. I'm trying to build up the information so we can have a large chat room. Now, to get right into this thing, last week we talked about nursing homes, and it was quite amazing. I gave statistics out. I would advise you to go listen to that show. Go to soulofamericaradio.com, and if you go to Tony Stallings Live, and go into my section, you will see last week's show up under this show from this week, and you're welcome to listen to it. Or you can go to TonyStallingsLive.com and scroll down and look for Elderly in America, and it should be the first show. It was done April 19th. Next week, or before next week, I've got a very important show. I'm interviewing two guests that have been on CNN, that have been on The View, that have been on Ricky Lake, that have been featured in Jet, in People's Magazine, and other publications, other broadcasts. I have will be interviewing them, and so stay tuned. I may do the interview before then. My subject tonight is elderly abuse, America's dirty little secret. And the reason I say it's America's dirty little secret is because we don't talk about it. We just don't talk about it. You know, when you're young, and this is something about me, man, when I was younger, it never dawned on me in a million years that if I did not die, I would get old. I thought old people were born old. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I'm just being, can I be transparent with you guys tonight? Can I be honest? I thought old people were born old. That's just all to it. I thought that it was a bad thing to be old. I never dreamed that if I didn't die, and if I kept going to bed, and if I kept getting up, going to bed, getting up, going to bed, getting up, birthday, birthday, going to bed, getting up, birthday, not dying, that I would get older. The concept never crossed my mind. And I'm pretty sure right now, the audience that's listening to this, once they see, if you saw elderly in anything at 20-something, you're not going to call in and listen to this. Why would you listen to a show like this that says elderly anything? I mean, you're not. So I can imagine that the people that are listening to this are not youthful. Well, I mean, you know what I mean, right? Hello? I know y'all out there. I can imagine that this is a middle-aged on up crowd. Okay? Now, let me say this. Let me make sure I'm on the air. Am I on the air? Yep, I'm on the air. Okay. Listen to this. Being old is normal, okay? But because we have these preconceptions about it, there is abuse in any situation. We talk about domestic abuse. J.R. Thickland does a show on Monday nights here dealing strictly with domestic violence and abuse. You hear shows about children's abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse on children. But nobody wants to talk about or deal with or think about elderly abuse. They've served their time. They've done well on earth. They've raised us. They've taught us. But we just don't have the time. And it's rather sad. When I was visiting nursing homes, there would be people in there that no one came to see them. To me, that's a form of abuse. You stick somebody in a nursing home. You know, a person has worked all of their life to get something, and then when they get it, you stick them in a nursing home. Some of them don't want to be there. But when you get a certain age, you have no choice. The statistics are quite alarming, and I researched some statistics from 2012, starting in September. Well, statistics were gathered in September 2012. Elderly abuse statistics. The number of elderly abuse cases in 2010 was 5,961,568. 5 million. 5.9 million. That's what it says. I see the commas in the right place. Percentage of elderly population abused in 2010 was 9.5. All right. The number one abused person in elderly status was females, 67%. People's mothers, abused, neglected. Breakdown of reported elderly abuse cases were for negligence is the number one. Negligent is the number one area of abuse at 58.5%. Physical abuse coming in second at 15.7%. Financial exploitation, 12.3%. Emotional abuse, then sexual abuse. Number one is negligent. Number two is physical. Number three, finances, then emotional, then sexual. The percent of adult protective service cases that involved elderly abuse, 68%. Elderly abuse perpetrated by adult children, 66%. That means the child is neglecting or abusing their own parent. Nursing home abuse, we know that's off the chain. Listen to this. This is something from last week. Percentage of nursing homes that lack adequate staff to properly care for patients, 91%. Let me stop here. So what we are saying is this. There's a large number of female elders being abused through negligence, physically, exploiting them financially, emotionally, just destroying their minds with these horrible words, telling them they're old and worthless, and then even sexual abuse. Now, if these were children, the nation would be in an uproar. Why don't we have more awareness of this? It's sad. People don't even want to hear about it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a low turnout on this show. But if one person shows up and learns something, that's my mission. I've done what I've been mandated to do. Because I don't care. Tony Stallings does not care about a large amount of people listening to him. You have never heard me say, I want large amounts of people listening to me. I want the right people listening to me. I don't brag about anything about this station. Only thing I can say is one thing. I'm mandated to give you some good information. That's my job. That's what I do. Between 1 to 2 million vulnerable adults are abused or neglected in our country every year. That's sad. That's a big number, too. 1 to 2 million That's just the ones that's reported. Many people are living out their golden years in fear. That's not how it's meant to be, people. We got to protect our generation of older people. They helped us. They are our friends. They carried us. They nurtured us. They birthed us. They gave to us. They wiped our bottoms. They fed us. It's time for us to give back. Listen to this. While residents of long-term care facilities may be victims of abuse or neglect, most older adults live in their own homes, and therefore most elder abuse occurs in the community by the people known to the vulnerable adult. The vast majority is perpetrated by family members. Is this mic on? They're abused in their homes. Right there. Let's go into this. What is elder abuse? What is elder abuse, right? Comes in different forms. Many seniors around the world are being abused. We know that. They're being harmed in some substantial way, often by people who are directly responsible for their care. Isn't that ironic? It's the people that's caring for them that's doing this mostly. Can you imagine how it feels to be elderly in America today? That's what this series is about. I want you to feel, don't hang up, don't turn away, don't run from this. Sit there and listen to me. Everybody's busy. Everybody's moving and got something to do. Listen to me. Just hear me out on this show. You're going to be old one day if you don't die. Just keep going to bed. Keep getting up. Like we said, it takes most of it takes place at home with adult children, other family members, even the spouses. Oh my God, even the spouses abuse the other spouse. They might be a little worse off. The different types of elder abuse take many forms, okay? Some involving intimidation and threats. And, you know, you've got an older person weak, they can't help themselves, and their spouse, the daughter, somebody that they've loved all their life looks at them and says, can I be real? Can I just be real tonight with y'all? I'm just going to be real. I'm just going to speak it like they say it. I'm going to put your ass in a nursing home, is what they tell them. Pardon the French. I'm going to put you in a nursing home if you don't stop peeing on yourself. I'm tired of cleaning up your pee. Tired of wiping your behind. Put you in a nursing home is what I'm going to do. And they're scared to death, man. They're scared they're going to have to leave. They have no say-so over their life. Did you know that many people are abusing them with this power of attorney? Oh, my God, I can get into that. That's going to be on down in a minute. This power of attorney issue. But just right now I'm talking about the different types of abuse. It takes place in many forms: intimidation, threats involving negligent others, financial. The most common are I'm going to give you right now, physical abuse. Okay? Physical abuse. It's non-accidental use of force. Non-accidental. It ain't an accident. Against an elderly person. And it usually results in physical pain, injury, impairment. Now, it includes, but not only physical assaults such as hitting and shoving, but inappropriate use of restraints and confinement, and even drugs. People have been known to over-medicate them. People that are older, to just they don't want to deal with them. So how can you take a weak person? You know, we would flip out of these with children, but how can you take somebody that's already weak and hit them and shove them? It happens, people. Emotional abuse. The emotional or psychological abuser, the people speak or treat elderly people in ways that cause emotional pain or distress. I've seen that with my own two eyes. How can you speak any kind of way to a person that's helpless and can't speak back to you or unable to because of their age or a condition, a medical condition accompanying their age? It's cowardly. But they curse them and they abuse them emotionally. This is how it feels to be an elder in America. Most of the majority of the elderly people are being abused. It's not a very small percent. You don't believe me? Take your great great grandmother to the nursing home and leave her. And don't go up there and visit her. See what happens. Verbal forms of emotional abuse include intimidation, yelling, or threats. I've seen that, man. It's sad. It's really sad. Nonverbal psychological elder abuse can occur. Ignoring the elderly person. Isolating them from friends. Terrorizing and menacing them. That takes place. Sexual abuse. There are people that go around. There are people that perform sexual acts on elderly people. Don't run away from this. Don't leave. Don't hang up. Don't flip away. Listen to me. It's the truth. It can involve sex acts. It can involve showing an elderly person pornographic material, forcing the person to watch sex acts. And you're saying, what kind of sick pervert would do that? It's been done. Forcing the elder to undress. That's considered elder abuse. But it's been done. It's sad. These people birthed us. These people gave us our lives. These people fed us when we couldn't protect ourselves. They protected us. And look, nobody gives a damn. They just old. We ain't supposed to care. Ain't nobody talking about it. We're going to talk about it here because I don't care if 1 billion people don't listen to me. I'm not out to get crowds. I'm out to get the right person. Financial exploitation. Listen to this. Hear me good. If you're out there and you are listening to me, listening to the sound of my voice, don't go nowhere. Listen to this. Financial exploitation, unauthorized use of an elder person's fund or property, either by a caregiver or an outside scam artist, or the spouse. Oh, my God, if I had 3 hours, I could sit up here and tell you about it. I've seen it. Power of attorney. Anybody know what that means? Have you ever heard of a power of attorney? Oh, my God. I have got to share something with you about that. It's going to blow your mind. I really got to share it with you. Right after this message, we're going to come back, and I'm going to dig into this financial matter because it bothers me. Don't go nowhere.
Come by here.
Hey, baby, Tony Stallings does it better. At least that's what I've been told. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
absolutely no one can stand against you when you learn how to soar.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoff.
My name is Bernadette Stammons, and you know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. And I am hanging out with Tony on the Soul of American Radio.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
Get on the air right now at 323-784-9638 and press 1 if you want to be recognized. And now, the Tony Stallings Show continues.
And I am back into the studios looking over the beautiful city of downtown Pam. Looks like we're going to get some rain tonight. Power of attorneys. Lord have mercy. I don't want to, oh my God, power of attorneys. Let me just explain this to you, ladies and gentlemen. A power of attorney is a powerful document. You don't want to sign your power of attorney over to anybody. The only person I would sign a power of attorney over to is Jesus Christ. And that's just being honest with you. I wouldn't do it to nobody. I would give nobody. Now, living will and limited power of attorney, yeah. But don't ever give anybody a durable power of attorney over your behind. Don't do it. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Don't do that, elderly or not, especially if you elderly. Don't give anybody a full 100% durable power of attorney. Please don't hang up. Don't stop listening to me. Please don't do that. Do you want to know why? A durable power of attorney gives a person a right that if you're laying up on your behind and they're struggling to keep you alive, that person can step in and say, pull the plug. There are some durable power of attorneys that I have looked at with my eyes that give a person a right, once you get sick, to walk into your house and take anything you got and sell it. Anywhere, to anybody. If you got a house, they can sell it to anybody they want to sell it to because they have a durable power of attorney. And this thing, oh my God, to me, that's worse than these scam artists that go around because at least you don't know them. A durable power of attorney is a person, in most instances, like a spouse, a loved one. You know, mama gets sick, right? And so they go up to him and say, look, if they hadn't already done it, look, I'm going to need to have a power of attorney over you in case something happens. So can you sign this power of attorney? It just gives me the right to speak on your behalf. That's bull. Do a limited power of attorney, a health proxy. That's all you need. And if you got property, be very specific about what happens in the event of your death or illness. That is a big one for me. That's a huge red flag. Don't ever give anybody durable power of attorney over your body, your mind, your soul, because they own you like 1865. Do you understand me? They own you. You know, you can have kids fighting to keep mama alive. And if the spouse of the elderly person that's sick, if they both elderly, this spouse does not want them alive, they overrule you. I don't care if you got 25 kids, that one person with the power of attorney overrules you. They can go in the bank account and wipe it out, go get a girlfriend, whatever they want to do, a boyfriend, whatever the case. It's too much. They need to do something about it. Need to get legislation about that. Elderly people are being ripped off with these power of attorneys legally, and there's nothing a lawyer can do about it. It's the new scam, baby. It's America's dirty secret. But We don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about relate. Let's talk about somebody screwing somebody. Let's talk about Drake. These people are running. It's not a scam where people are hiding. These are family members. So, to wrap that up, because I don't want to preach, don't ever do a durable power of attorney, because to me, it's just as bad as going ahead. You might as well hand somebody your checkbook and just let them. They can wipe you out. Nothing you can do about it. And then these unscrupulous caregivers. Now, I've been talking about spouses and children. Listen to this, the caregivers. If you leave your personal effects around, you know, you got an elder person. You say, I'm going to get somebody to keep mama tonight. I'm gonna get somebody to stay with mama because I'm too busy. I can't stay with mama. Mama was wiping her little dirty. Your boo-boo filled the rectum when you were young, but we don't have time, right? And the caregiver can go in there, some unscrupulous ones, because there's some good caregivers out there. They can get their checkbooks, their credit cards, their account information, and steal checks, income checks, household goods, forge their signature, engage in identity theft, any of that thing. But do we care? No. It's sad, man. Being an elderly person in America ain't a cup of tea. You're looked down upon. You're talked about. People don't want to hear about what you're going through. They target typical rackets now, phony charities. Now, these are rackets. These are people that come around, knock on the door. Announcements of a prize that you won, phony charities, investment frauds, health care frauds and abuse, right? And there's even some unethical doctors out there, health care people. It doesn't end. Not providing health care but charging for it. Oh, my freaking God, that is so true. Let me tell you, that when my mom was in the hospital at her weakest, I was the only person that was around the majority of the time to speak for her. I had to spend most times anywhere from 12 to 18 hours a day. I couldn't work. I couldn't do nothing. I was eating in the hospital. I couldn't shower. Back. I was just with her because I had somebody. I always say, you know, doctors show up out of the clear blue sky. Now, let me tell you something. We would have these doctor's appointments, and because she's elderly, don't nobody want to do nothing. I'm being honest with you. It's my station. I can say it. Y'all can sue me, write me, sue me. I could care less. The majority of them didn't want to do a doggone thing when they looked at her age. They walk in, how you doing today, everything okay, and walk out and then charge us $600. And that's what it says here, not providing health care, but charging for it, overcharging, double billing. I had to go through all of her bills because they were overcharging, they were double billing, all of that. So if you have a loved one that's getting medical attention, you need to get the bills. You need to get the bills. Over-medicating, under-medicating. That went on in the nursing homes. They would double up. I mean, I'm talking about giving them something to make them sleep. Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud. Now, here's some of the signs and symptoms of some of the elder abuse. And I'm going to go, I believe I'm going to be able to get to the phones in a little bit. Signs and symptoms, right? And I when I got into the nursing homes, my hearts went out to everyone there, and I started visiting people that were not getting visits. And man, I tell you, I have walked out of rooms, and I know this ain't the manliest thing to say, right? I know that nigga was a punk. This ain't the manliest thing to say, but I have actually walked out of some rooms and cried, man. I shed tears. Nobody's visiting these people, man. They don't care. These people are eating cold food. They're half getting stuff done. They got boo boo in their rectum. People hadn't cleaned because they're too busy. I'm at the nursing home now. I'm talking about the nursing home, and this happens in the house too. But we don't have time for that, right? We got too much going on in our lives. We don't want to hear about that mess. Some of the signs and symptoms may appear to be symptoms of dementia, and that's what the caregiver and what the spouse uses. Listen to my words very carefully now. Anyone within the sound of my voice, Stop whatever you're doing. If you're having sex, whatever you're doing, stop it right now. If you whatever you engaged in, disengage in it. I want you to hear this. I'm going to give you about 3 seconds. Okay. Most of the time, and I have learned this from personal experience, most of the time, the spouse of the elderly person that may be incarcerated, I call it, in a nursing home, or even incarcerated in their house because they can't leave, or the caregiver will say, "She's confused. He's confused. I think he's got early stages of dementia. I think he's losing it. He wanders sometimes." So when the person tells you something's wrong with the caregiver and starts fighting them, and they tell you, "She fights all the time. I heard that. Tony Stallings heard that. She fights me." Oh, really? Why? Maybe she's beginning early stages of dementia. Maybe. Maybe she's beginning to have a little mind thing going on. Huh? Maybe. Yeah, because she's fighting me. She's fighting you. Why would a person fight somebody? Well, every old person that fights somebody ain't just dementia crazed, doesn't just have dementia. Listen to me. Don't leave me. Listen, it ain't always dementia, people. They might be fighting because this person has done something to them. Now, I'm not saying everybody. There are some people that fight because of medications they're on. They might be confused. It might be a medical condition. But on top of it, usually, they're not dementia'd out like a person say, and there's a reason. So when you notice that a person that's normally calm starts fighting people, red flags should go up. Now, in some cases, there are UTIs, urinary tract infections, can set in, and that will cause a person to become combative at times. The use of steroids may cause a person to become. I get combative when I take steroids. Let me clear that up. I don't want nobody knocking at my door. I'm not talking about abuse of steroids. I'm talking about legally acquired steroids from a doctor for, like, colds and stuff like that. So don't be writing me, calling me, saying I'm abusing drugs. I gave up drugs in 94. Hadn't had a drop since. Been clean going on 19 years. So that part of me is dead. Now, that was very important. Now, back to the thing, frequent arguments or tension between the caregiver and the elderly person. Watch that, people. Watch that. Keep your eye on that. Changes in personality or behavior of the elder. If you suspect it, pay attention to it. Unexplained injury, bruises, welts, scars. Let me tell you what I did. I took pictures with my cell phone, and they got a big old sign up in the nursing home saying, "No cell phones." What do you mean no cell phones? Everybody got cell phones. People in prison got cell phones. I can't have a cell phone? You're out of your mind. I was snapping pictures like crazy. Anytime you see a mark, look on your people if they're in nursing homes. I'm going to try to get out of this note. Even if they're at home, throw them covers back. Look at their legs. If they bruise, look all over for marks. Broken bones or dislocations. Failure to take medication regularly, that's another sign. Broken eyeglasses, frames, signs of being restrained. And I got lots of calls holding with the signs to speak, but I kind of want to finish this before I take calls. Signs of being restrained, rope marks, wrist. Yep, you got to look at their wrist. Some people actually tie them down and medicate them. That's sad, ain't it? That's sad, ain't it? Also, here's a big one. If a caregiver or a spouse refuses to allow you to be alone with this person, big, big, big red flag. If they're that protective, and I'm talking about generally spouses now. You got two spouses. You got a spouse. One is your mom, one is your dad. They're both elderly. Your dad or your mom gets ill, and the other person becomes very protective. The other person becomes very wrapped up in the finances, gets the power of attorney, and then all of a sudden, this person is fighting against them, but you can't see them. You can't be alone with them. They always got to be around. Something's wrong. Get your A out of here. I want to talk to them alone. That's what you say. That's your parent. You ought to be able to talk to them alone. Something's wrong. I almost went in Al Green. Somebody coming home 3 o'clock in the morning. In addition to that, threatening, belittling, controlling caregivers, I've heard them say out of their mouth. Can I just be real tonight? Can I speak real? Can I say what I want to say without people writing me and sending me emails? I really want to say what I want to say tonight. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I do gospel shows on Sunday. Don't write me telling me I'm a heathen. I don't want to hear that mess. I don't see no emails telling me I'm double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable. I don't want to hear that. Don't quote no scriptures to me. Please don't send me no. They're going straight to the garbage can. They're going straight to the delete button. I will not see them. My trash pail will see them. But they tell people, and I've heard them tell it. I've heard them belittle people. They say, yo, well, I'm not going to get into that because I think my son might be listening to the show. But what they tell them basically is that you're laying there faking. You better get your A up. I'm putting you in a nursing home. So here you are. You've worked all of your life. You're looking for the golden years. You expect your golden years to be these beautiful days like Frankie Beverly and Maze. That's the golden time of day. And then here you are in this BS. There are people out there by the millions, 5.9 million people of that are elderly were abused in 2012. 5.9 million. Millions. Sexual abuse. Bruises around breast and genitals. Yep, you gotta look. You gotta look. Somebody gotta look. Unexplained venereal disease or genital infections. Unexplained vaginal or anal bleeding. Torn, stained, or bloody underclothing. All of those are signs of sexual abuse. Neglect by caregivers or self-neglect. What we're talking about tonight is abuse of elderly people by caregivers and loved ones and spouses. It happens. The spouse can abuse their wife or husband. Anybody remember that movie with Tyler Perry where I think it was, I can't remember the name of it, where the guy was beating up on the woman and he had some type of accident and ended up in a wheelchair. I think it was a family reunion, I believe it was. And so when he came home in the wheelchair, you know, he had been whooping on his wife behind. when he got in the wheelchair, she sung this song to him about the same thing that you do to other folk, come right behind him, and she whooped him. She beat him. She put him in the shower for 2 days, left him in there, went off with some guy, left him in the shower for 2 days, started messing around with this other guy, seeing some other folk, didn't feed him. Yeah. People abuse people. Caregivers being left dirty or unbathed, that bothers me. You got a person, you know, if these were children, people would be in an uproar. My God, how can you do a defenseless child like that? But jeez, for crying out loud. Well, look at this. We don't want to talk about this, though. Unsuitable clothing for weather. Unsafe living conditions, desertion at public places. Now, I've never seen that, but I'm sure it happens. Financial exploitation, withdrawals from accounts, changes in financial condition, items, cash missing, suspicious changes in wills, power of attorney, titles and policies. Bingo. Stop right there. Big red flag. When mama and them get sick, when daddy and them get sick, when big mama and them get sick, if there's money involved, hold on right here, put a pin right here, stop what you're doing. you need to pay attention, because there's money involved. Some folk care long enough to get their hands on that money. Now, think I'm lying. They want to get their hands on these, on this. It's a lot of that going on. You cannot assume that your family is full of saints and ain't nobody going to do it. Who says you can trust saints anyway, right? Look for financial activity that the senior doesn't normally have, ATM withdrawals, right? Unnecessary services and goods and subscriptions. Watch for that kind of stuff. Right there, financial exploitation is a big one. One of America's most dirtiest little secrets, right? This needs to be brought to the forefront. Tony Stallings does not care if he has a billion listeners. Tony Stallings has never got on the radio and begged for callers. Tony Stallings has never got on the radio and said he wanted people to listen to him. Tony Stallings wants people to learn something. And I don't care if it's one person. I've had people write me over this elderly abuse thing. I've gotten emails from people that were just devastated by what was going on. I mean, it really broke me down, man. The last show I did last week, I received so many emails from people that are having elderly abuse, or their elderly parents are going through something. That's why my boys are lit up now. But people want to know. People are going through this, man. This is a big deal. Some people care. This one girl contacted me. Her brother has power of attorney over the mom, and he is ripping her off, stealing money, half caring for her, not allowing the sister to do anything. And guess what an attorney told her? It's not a D thing he can do about it. The brother can, matter of fact, when they put the mama on a breathing tube to try to save her life, the brother tried to get it removed. You say, what? Yes. This happens. This is real life. This is what's up, as the kids say. I've seen it happen. It's a sad state. One thing I can say about this thing, though, it ain't going nowhere. We're gonna have to be a voice for this thing. I'm going to come right back, and I got something big I want to share with you. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to Tony Stallings on the Soul of America Radio. I'm going to go to the phones in just a minute. 323-784-9638. Be right back.
All right, listen up. This here is Tony Stallings, and you're listening to the Soul of America Radio, and we're live, and we'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere.
One and only, Soar.
Catch us on the web at www.soulofamericaradio.com, and we receive lots of information from you guys, emails and inboxes and so forth, telling us that you enjoy our programming. And thanks a million. We have been working on some issues technically, and really haven't really done much broadcasting, but judging by our archives, you guys are listening by the multi-thousands, and we thank you. And if you want to get more information, go to soulofamericaradio.com. Give us a call tonight, 323-784-9638. Thank you.
London, England, Germany, France, Italy,
Bessemer, Alabama, or Selma, Alabama. Doesn't matter where you are. You're listening to the Soul of America Radio.
From coast to coast, east to west, this is the Soul of America Radio.
We're back. I'm Tony Stallings live. Welcome to my show, Talk Radio, Coast to Coast. Give me a call right now, 323-784-9638.
Telling my age with that song. That wasn't a recent song at all, but I loved it. I loved it. Can't remember the name of that. What, do you remember the name of that group? And Chris going, I don't know. he'll be 13 Sunday. Won't you be 13? All right, he's hanging out in the studios with me tonight. Christopher, our announcer, one of the main announcers for SOAR. And I want to give shouts out to a couple of people in the chat room. To Frankie. Thank you for listening. You said that I'm speaking the truth, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. I try to give it over. I try to speak it like I see it. This is a real devastating subject to me. I'm trying hard not to go off. I'm trying to use humor and different things of that nature, trying not to say something that I shouldn't say, and I really appreciate it. Keep listening and keep tuning in. We do our last show on the elder. Well, you know what, I think it'll be Friday, but I've got another special show coming between that and now. I'm going to put a quick plug in. I got an interview with a very, very important young ladies. They've been on The View. They've been on CNN. They've been on Ricky Lake. They've been featured in Jet Magazine. They've been in People's Magazine. They've been in various publications and news articles, and they've got a very important message. The interview will be coming up. I want to do the show next week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to have to give it a special day to do it because this is a special subject, and they are actually featured in the most recent Jet Magazine. And so I'm going to try to get it out there. If not tomorrow, I'm going to try to get that show aired. And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a positive show, one that you can really learn something from. I'm not going to give it away just now. And one of our listeners, okay. Well, thank you. I'm communicating with somebody in the chat room. So look for that show. Go to soulofamericaradio.com. Back to what we are talking about tonight on elder abuse. How I got involved in this was my mom became ill. I had just discovered the Soul of America Radio and was at the peak. We were having fun, and I got a phone call one night, and things changed. And once I got into the healthcare system with my mom, it was a nightmare. It was a bloody nightmare. And it's amazing how people treat you in emergency rooms when you're 70-plus as opposed to 30-plus. People that are 70-plus go into the emergency. People that are 30-plus go into the emergency rooms. They're slinging all kind of drugs at you, slinging all kind of medication, doing this test, that test. When you're 70-plus and you go into the emergency room, they look at you like, well, how old is the patient now? 76? You know, more than likely they're going to have breathing problems. More than likely they're going to bleed a little freer. More than likely they're going to have chest pains anyway. More than likely this, you know, this thing is going to just take them out within a year anyway. So take them home to hospice. You know, I've heard that, right? Take them home to hospice. And let me say this, whoever listening to me now, within the sound of my voice, listen carefully. Don't throw your loved ones. Okay, let me qualify this statement. there are instances where hospice is needed. Hospice is a great service. Hospice is definitely something that you would love to take advantage of if you ever need it. Now, having said that, research your situation. Talk to your loved one first. Don't just throw them into something. Talk to them. If they got a right mouth, they can respond. Get on your knees and get by the wheelchair. Get by the bed and say, Mama, look, they want me to put you in hospice. What do you think? Don't just do something. Speak to them. I had to tell every doctor that walked in, look, talk to her, not me. Talk to her. Let them have a voice in their life. Let them have a say-so in their golden years. Let them have a say-so with how their life turns out. Please. How would you like it if somebody just snatched you up and threw you into some institution and said you couldn't leave? Hell, they got orderlies in nursing homes like prison guards. I've seen people get up and just physically run toward the door, and they tackled them. Can you believe that? We're sitting up here on the air now, y'all listening to me, I'm on the show, I'm doing the show in the studio. Somebody in some nursing home just got tackled. I swear to God, I promise you I've seen that. Tackled. Why? Because they wanted to leave. I've seen people pack up and say, I'm leaving. And I've seen them take their stuff right out the bag. You ain't going nowhere. You got to stay here. Can you imagine somebody grabbing your stuff, your things, telling you can't go? You have worked all of your life. You've retired. You've breastfed your children. You've supplied everything for your kids. You've given them your all. You've paid for stuff for them. You've wiped boo-boo out of their behinds. And now these same kids put you in a place that tells you you can't leave? Don't get me wrong. I know it's needed sometimes. I know dementia. I know sometimes it's needed for their safety. Don't get me wrong. Hear me out. I know that sometimes it's a safety issue. I know that. But it's how you talk to people. And you're leaving your people with these people that don't care how they talk to them because all they want to do is get a check and go home. I'm just being real with you. I'm just telling you the truth. You don't have to like it. I was in that mess. Let me tell you. I spent a year and 3 months in the healthcare system with her. And it stunk like rotten eggs. I could curse on this show tonight talking about it. He said, but Tony, you're supposed to be a Christian. Well, I am. But it just sickens your heart to learn to when you really found out what it feels like to be elderly in America and to need somebody. See, when you're in your 30s and your 40s, even your 50s, you don't care. Listen. I said this at the beginning of the show. I'm going to say it one more time. It never, ever dawned on me when I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s that if I didn't die and if I kept going to bed and I kept getting up, I was going to get old. I thought old people were born old. I had no idea that if you don't die, if you keep going to bed and you keep getting up and you eat and you don't die and you have a birthday and you keep going, I had no idea that it ended in old age. You laughing? He's crazy. He's serious. Miss Montgomery down the street from where I was growing up was old when I was born. She was old when she died. Old all my life. All I knew was she was old. Oh, got on my nerves because she was old. I'm just being real with you. I'm being honest. She got on my nerves because she was old. Old people got in my way when I was in my 20s. And I know the saints of God out there that listen to me have never done that, praise the Lord. And I'm pretty sure you hadn't, praise the Lord. I know you hadn't. I'm talking about me. Just being transparent. Tony Stallings. Okay? That's how I was. That's where I'm coming from. So when I got exposed to this system with my mom, it really changed me. And I'm in my 50s. I'm in my early 50s. And I'm right. I'm knocking at the door, baby. I mean, I'm right there. I'm a baby boomer. You know, I was getting out of my car tonight at Jet Pep. picking up some things, and these young kids pulled up. And so we pulled up right across from each other, and you know, and they're giving me this look. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, oh, Lord, you know, what, I stereotyped. Yes, I did. And they had the hats and the baggy pants down their butt. I'm thinking, oh, God, they're looking at me. So when I get out of my car and I go to walk into Jet Pep, as I'm coming out, they're coming in. So I hold the door open for them. You know, that's just me, man. That's who I am. I don't care. I hold the door open for anybody. And the guy tells me, the one that was the big, tough-looking one, right? He said something that when he said it, it didn't dawn on me he said it until after I was getting in my car. He said, "Yo, man, how you doing today, sir?" He says, "I hope my hair look as good as your hair when I get to be your age." Is this mic on? That's what he said. I got in my car. I was like, "What did he say? What do you mean?" I look in the mirror. What do you mean when he get to be my age? I wanted to see, did I look old? What's going on? But then I thought about what I just said. What's wrong with getting older? What's wrong with, the Bible says you're crowned with wisdom when you become older. There's nothing wrong with growing. Well, I'm straying off my subject. Okay, back to the elder abuse. Sorry about that. I had a moment. I lapsed. You were supposed to help me. Talking to one of my staff members in here. What can a caregiver do to prevent elder abuse? How can we stop this? Okay. Let me just go ahead and get this information, and I'm going to go to the phones. Now, what you can do is you can, if your parent has to go into a situation where they need care, you can get help from friends, relatives, and local respite care authorities to find out if you need breaks. Find an adult day program, maybe, and check it out real good, okay? Get yourself, make sure you're okay yourself. Adopt stress reduction practices. Seek counseling for depression if you need it. It's a lot of strain on you when you have that happen with your loved one. Let me just give this information out right away. If you're in a situation, first of all, June 15th is the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Write that down. June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. I want to keep saying that until it rings in people's heads. We need to recognize this. We need to put this up there with domestic abuse. We need to put this up there with child abuse. We need to put this up there with all these other abuses we like to parade in front of people and hold up as banners. This is just as atrocious. It's just as bad. And it absolutely stinks. Elder abuse stinks. If you know somebody, let me give you some information. On the internet, you can go to USA.gov to get more information on elderly abuse. Okay, USA.gov, and then I think it's look for seniors, look for topics and seniors, or put in a search engine. Just USA.gov. Okay. If you want more information, here's the National Center of Elderly Abuse. It's the www.ncea.aoa.gov. And if you can't write this down, go back and listen to this show on the archives, which will be available shortly. Just go to soulofamericaradio.com, look to the left on the Tony Stallings Live, and then click that, and you'll see this show right there in front of your face. That's www.ncea.aoa.gov. Or you can call them, okay, 855, this is a toll-free number, 1-855-500-3537. During business hours, elder care is a place that can help you find location services for your loved one. If you're looking for a location, you know, a place to put them, go to eldercare.gov. Or you can report, you can find out how to report abuse in your state, by dialing 800-677-1116, 800-677-1116. This means a lot to me. I want you to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to put as much heart in this thing as you do all these other type of abuses. This isn't a very sexy show. I was telling, I was talking last week about this. This show is not sexy. It's not meant for everybody, and it's not meant to have a whole lot of people listening, even though I do for some reason. No, this isn't meant for popularity. This show isn't for popularity. This show is for helping somebody. I don't care if it's one person, which apparently last week I did help many people through the efforts of this show, and I thank you for reaching out to me. Continue to let me know. It lets me know that I'm doing the right thing. So reach out to me. You can email me at Tony@soulofamericaradio.com. Tony@soulofamericaradio.com. You can email me confidentially, okay? And I would love to hear from you. Continue to send the emails. I've gotten emails on this subject. I think the furthest place I got was a place called Nottingham, England. And I have gotten, I don't know if somebody must be walking around passing out my card in Nottingham, England, because I have gotten mail from there consistently. Nottingham, England. Shouts out to you, whoever it is. If you're listening to me now, thank you for listening. Go travel to London and tell them about me too. I don't know how far you are from London, although I have gotten correspondence. But shouts out to people in Nottingham, England that's listening to me. Why, how you found me, I don't know, but God bless you and thank you for listening. But that apparently, I want to thank you for shouting out. And there's been people that wrote me that were in some dire straits situations. Those are the numbers that you would call. And you can call me, you can contact me through the Soul of America Radio, Tony@soulofamericaradio.com, or you can go to the site. Just go to Soul of America Radio and look me up from there. I'm all over the place. You can find me on Twitter at Speak Faith, whatever. Just when you go there, just find me and we'll hook up. I really appreciate this. I really appreciate the cards and letters. I appreciate you letting me know that you're listening. Somebody told me they found out about my show, Righteous Hustle with King and Frankie. Okay, well, shout out to them. Righteous Hustle, that's how they found out about my show. Whoever that is, I am glad that they gave me a shout out. They listened to Righteous Hustle with King and Frankie. So check them out wherever they are. Google them like I'm going to do and find out more. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back and talk on the phone. I know one person there. I've got a couple of people holding that want to speak now, but my time is limited. I'm going to take a very quick break, and I'll be coming back. So don't go nowhere. I'm not going to be that long. I'm just going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and get on the phones for just a minute and wrap this thing up. Thank you for listening to the Soul of America Radio. I'm Tony Stallings. I'll be right back, I promise you. Stay there.
Get in on all the fun at 3-2. 323-784-9638.
This is the Soul of America Radio, the one and the only. Above life, above your circumstances, you can soar. Worldwide Talk Radio. This is the Soul of America Radio. For more information, give us a call if you want to get in, 323-784-9638. And now, back to the show.
You know, I'm actually kin to Marvin Gaye, and I know you think I'm lying. I am actually related to Marvin Gaye. I can prove that. I am actually related by blood to him. Let me get it to you right now. Hold on a second now. My grandmother on my father's side and his mama were first cousins. So when I did the family research about in 2000, I found out that he was in the family. He has been to one of our reunions, I'm told. And it was just amazing. So being related to him has absolutely not helped me a bit. I mean, because, you know, if he was still alive, I'd be hitting him up. Hey, cuz, what up? You know, what up, cuz? This your cuz, man. He's like, who are you? I'm your cuz. Hadn't helped me a bit, but I am related to Marvin Gaye. But I tell you what, I can't hit up Marvin Gaye, but I know another famous person that I'm telling you, man, I've got on the phone, I'll apologize, area code, got a couple of area codes out there, 334-678, I'll apologize for not getting to you tonight. I really wasn't taking calls, but I got to take this one. I got to bring on my man, Curtis Taylor. Curtis, you out there, man?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Well, let me do this proper. Hold on a second. Yeah. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. Just tuning in to your show, supporting you as I always do.
Man, I really appreciate that. Curtis is from WTRL Radio with Tawana Ray, the queen diva of talk radio. And I was on the internet and saw Curtis had a change up on his show. I listened to his show not this past week, it was Wednesday before last, his debut show, and it was the bomb. And you can go listen to it. I think it's still on WTRL on Blog Talk. But you changed. Tell us what's up, man. There's been some changes over there at WTRL. What's going on, brother?
Well, yeah, it's been quite a few changes, as you've already mentioned. Basically, my show, which, of course, is titled Something for the Fellas with yours truly, Curtis Taylor. It was my debut show aired on last Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. But we've done some little changes with the radio show, and we've done a little overhauling, and I'm pretty much a free agent doing things on my own the way I want to do them now. And basically, I'm still affiliated with WTRL Radio, but I'm pretty much in my own capacity, so to speak. Now, instead of Wednesdays at 5:30, I've got a new time slot where I'll be on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's still Central Standard Time as well. But you can always check me out at that time. I didn't do a show this past Wednesday, but I'll be back live and in effect on this coming Wednesday.
Wow, man, I can't wait to check it out. And somebody asked me the question, and I'm going to let you answer it. A young lady got in contact with me after the last show and said, now, is something for the fellas just for fellas, or can ladies join? So it's your show. What's up with that?
Oh, not a problem at all, Tony. Basically, the show is geared for the fellas and for the African-American male especially, but I do welcome any viewpoints from ladies, males of any race, creed, color, it doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome, because there's some viewpoints that, regardless of the gender, that will be very valid and can be useful and helpful as pertaining to whatever topic that I'm speaking on in whatever given show. So I welcome everybody.
Oh, that's great, man. I really have been blessed, man, coming across you, man, because it's not many people in this industry that I've heard that I can honestly say has a given knack for it, man. And you and even Tawana, man, y'all have a knack for this thing, man. And I'm trying to, you know, internet radio, man, is taking over. Internet radio, as far as I'm concerned, we're worldwide. All of us are. We've got a mission. We've got a platform that we can do it our own. You got your own now, man. You got a platform, and just in talking to you, you're a very intelligent brother, and I can't wait, man, to dive in some of the things with you. We were supposed to do a project on this bumming situation, but I've been so busy. I had to go out of town. I've been ripping and running that we didn't get to it this past, I think it was Wednesday. But believe it, man. We are going to do some projects together, man. Curtis and I have been talking, and we're going to collaborate, man, because there's a lot of stuff out there that needs to be addressed. And he has said that he would. So give him the time again. It's 12:00 Wednesday, right? And is there a certain way they can reach you, or how do they reach you, or do they need to follow up on that?
Well, Tony, yeah, as I said, the show will be airing a new time. It'll be Wednesday. It'll be my next show will be airing Wednesday, May the 1st. It'll be at 12:00 in the afternoon, p.m. Central Standard Time. And basically, if I could just give out my website real quick.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I saw that you went and checked out the website just like I did yours, but I definitely appreciate you for the support on that. The website is... The website is curtistaylor.webs.com. Again, that website is curtistaylor.webs.com. And basically, if they go to the website, they can actually catch my debut show and other shows that I've had the pleasure of doing. I've had the pleasure of doing a couple of shows with myself and Tawana, one-on-one, and I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing figures such as the legendary R&B group, the Force MDs, and currently in the works with a few other guest people that I'm going to have. And as you said earlier, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm pretty sure and I'm almost definitely certain that the people will enjoy the guests that I have upcoming, and it'll be in very enlightened time, and the topics that we're going to discuss is going to be a treat for everybody.
Man, you got the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Man, that's great, Curtis, man. That's great. And this brother, man, has been supportive and, you know, all-around guy, man, all-around straight up, man. I appreciate that. And if they can't remember all that, can he just look you up on Facebook and get to you that way? Can he look up, to just hit you on Facebook, too, if they can't get to the website?
Yeah, Tony, that'd be no problem at all. My Facebook page is Curtis Taylor. They can hit me there, and if the people that have Twitter, they can follow me. And it'll be at Curtis Taylor Senior.
Okay. Well, man, that's beautiful, man. And man, look here, we got to get together on some stuff, man, because I like vibing with you, man, and I got some other stuff coming up. From what I understand, I'm not gonna let the cat out the bag with Curtis as well as WTRL Radio, from what I'm hearing. So we're gonna check into that, and it's been a pleasure, man. And hang around, man. Don't go nowhere. We're gonna keep lifting each other up, man. That's what this is about, bro.
Oh yeah, most definitely, Tony. Like I said from the beginning, I definitely appreciate all the love, support, and encouragement you've shown. I've told you by text message over the personal phone conversations that we had, and of course we hit each other on Facebook and things of that nature. I really consider you as a big brother in this arena, and I'm very appreciative of all the knowledge that you've been bestowing upon myself. And brother, like I said, I'm gonna soak it up like a sponge and keep this thing moving.
Yeah, man, and I got somebody in the chat room that says that they are very appreciative of you, and collaboration for good is empowerment. And so they say, I praise Jesus for Curtis too. So that's true. Collaboration definitely is empowerment. So we're going to be empowering some stuff up in here, Curtis. Man, I appreciate you coming on tonight, man. I'm finna go ahead and wrap this thing up, brother. But you keep hanging in there, and I'm gonna check you out. I'm gonna be there Wednesday, man. Some kind of way. I don't think I'm busy, but even if I'm gonna find a way to be there, brother. Okay.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it again, and I don't doubt it for a second. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that the people that tune in, or if they can't tune in at 12, they can go back to the website and or call in and listen to the show. And I thank everyone for their support, and to whoever that individual was in your chat room, tell them I said thank God for them, and I appreciate that.
All right, they just heard you. All right, man, I appreciate it. That was Curtis Taylor, and tonight we've had a heck of a show. Like I said, they said amen, Curtis. Like I said, we've definitely got to. I got to go to Walmart. That's why I meant to end the show at 9:30, but I didn't. So after a tough show like that, after all that stuff I said, what better way to end my show than taking off on the mothership? The mothership is taking off, and so is Tony Stallings. Thank you for coming out to the Soul of America Radio. You be blessed. Until next time, you keep soaring.
Are you hip to Easter Island? The Bermuda Triangle? Well, all right. Ain't nothing but a party. Star Child here, citizens of the universe. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas.
If you're there,
look out for me and the boys.
Me and the boys get back. I gotta get the bang.
Hit the bang.
If you're here.
Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me. Hit the bass.
Yeah.